Namaste. My name is Rui Semmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about non-violent communication or how to connect with people. So in the non-violent communication, we have four parts. The first part is observation. This means we describe the problem, the thing, neutral, without any judging. And we never judge about people. That is bad or blemish somebody, just neutral. And if the person or the auditorium getting angry with us, maybe they have misunderstood us, we don't know, then we remain also neutral and asking what they have understood and what was hurting from the things what we have told them. Still, we remain neutral. This may be a misunderstanding. Nobody knows. So we ask. And then comes feelings. We tell the other person or auditorium how we feel about that subject, what we want to communicate. Again, if the other person feels blemished or feels hurt or I don't know, we remain neutral and asking what he has understood and so on. And afterwards, we can connect so. The more problem we have and the more honest we are, so easier it is to connect. So even the other guy is getting hurt, it's still not bad. We can connect over this much easier. Okay. Because we connect over the feelings. And then comes the next, the third point is the needs, what we need, which information we need from the other person. Maybe we need the feedback or something. Also remain neutral. And the fourth point is the request. And here again, precise what we want from that person. If that person says no, this is okay. We don't want to manipulate or force somebody or blackmail somebody. We don't want that. And then we can ask, maybe, can you do something else for us? We need help here also. Easy, no? But difficult to do every time in our life. I know. Okay. But we can try, no? So I want to give here an example. When I was a student, then I like to work at a big coffee producer and cocoa producer. So there had been 50 students, mainly female students, and we should pack the things together, easy job. And then the supervisor saw me and he said, I have a better job for you. You can help in the production. This means very hard work. And I said, no, this is not the description of the job. This is something else. And a supervisor, really a strong guy and normal human being, just embraced me. If I didn't know that, he just embraced me, just very simple, and gave his love to me and consoled me because he could understand my needs to work with these cute female students together. Okay. And he said, well, simple, you earn much, much more than them, and you have to work only 2 shifts. How is this deal? And then, okay, I thought, why not get my money even for hard work? This is correct, this is fair. So his needs was to get a strong guy for his production. And so he was communicating his needs, he had known my needs, and then we could exchange quite fast, find a good solution within 1 or 2 minutes without very much discussion. But what is discussion? All you need is love. And the first approach was just consoling and give me love. Oh, this is easy. Yeah, and it is working. So, in this non-violent communication, we never should use I deserve or you should. We never should manipulate the guy in our direction through cheating or through forcing. It's a no. If the other guy say no, we accept that from the beginning on. And if the other guy is going emotional, we remain neutral. Because this guy maybe wants something different, what he is not speaking out, and then we have to look what the guy really needs. We have to look for the needs. And for if we're looking for the needs, we connect to the other guy. It's just so simple. In relationship, mainly all the discussion doesn't bring anything if we had hurt something, hurt somebody, even unknown. It's so easy to hurt the other person. If the other person is loving us, they have big tomatoes in front of them and they interpret in the worst situation everything what we are saying. And what? Just embracing, give a hug, also for the child. It makes this thing much, much easier than 1,000 words. How is it? And this we can do also without hurting. Just embrace it. All what we need, what human beings need, is love. And also the animals need love. So, okay. And this is non-violent communication. Easy to do. And in this big firm where I had to make this hard work, what I have described before, this means 18 tons every day to make Nesquik chocolate powder. My God. The solution was always the same. There's a problem, embracing. This was always working for everybody. And I have learned so much from them. And how is it if we do the same thing? Okay, thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.